Good evening. Welcome to Tate Modern. I'm Gabriela Salgado, Curator of Public Programs here at Tate. It's a great honor to contribute to the Discovering Latin America Film Festival, with which we had an association for 5 years now. We've been presenting films and discussions with directors in this auditorium. This is the 9th edition of the festival, which is absolutely fabulous. It has very good films. So I recommend that you read the leaflet that we are giving outside so you can locate films that are of your interest. And there are also events with directors where you can see people speaking about their work. So it's more than the screenings. I won't keep you long because the film is quite generous, and I suppose you have read a little bit of the details, but Revolución is a new film, it's a Mexican film made of short films. So I will introduce the artistic director of the festival, Germán Martínez Martínez, and he will tell you more about the film and about the speakers who will be in discussion after the screening. One of the speakers tonight is Patricia Riggen. We have the honor to have her here in London, just arrived from Mexico to participate in this event, and she will be talking about her participation in this film as director of one of the short films. So without further ado, just let you enjoy the film. Before of that, Germán will introduce the speakers, and after that, I hope you enjoy the discussion and ask questions if you wish, which will be in the last approximately 10 minutes. We aim to finish at about 9 o'clock. Thank you very much.
Good evening again. Well, as Gabriela was saying, this is part of the Discovering Latin America Film Festival. Particularly, this event is within the section that we call Film and Culture, which I think it's one that it's very distinctive of our festival. It's where we get deeper into the films, where we have the guests, the directors, to talk about their work and to learn to love more the films that we're screening. This film in particular, Revolución, was first proposed by the actors and directors Diego Luna and Gael Garcia Bernal. It's composed of 10 short films, each of them lasting for 10 minutes, all of them by young Mexican directors, and they are a reflection upon the Mexican Revolution, because it happens that this year in Mexico, it's a commemoration not only, as in other Spanish-American countries, of the 200 years of independence of Latin America, but also the centenary of the Mexican Revolution. And in that circumstance, Diego and Gael decided to call for this project. The idea was to, from a film point of view, to reflect on what has happened 100 years later in Mexico with the Mexican Revolution. It is usually, or it is very common to hear that there are some events that change the history of a country, but many times it's not very clear how an event changes the history of that country. With the Mexican Revolution, it's entirely different. It's perfectly clear that the Mexican Revolution changed the country, for instance, from being in 1910 a country predominantly rural to become a predominantly urban country. Also, from being a country with a vast majority of illiterate people to becoming a country with a very, very small minority of illiterate people, also becoming one of the, despite the common health images of the country, becoming one of the biggest economies in the world. So for Mexicans, the Mexican Revolution represents a lot. After the Mexican Revolution, there was a political party that claimed to be the heir of the Mexican Revolution and ruled the country for the whole of the 20th century until year 2000. And even today, one of the main opposition parties claims to be the heir of the Mexican Revolution. So in that context, when Gael Garcia Bernal and Diego Luna call for young Mexican filmmakers to reflect on the revolution. They are calling people that work with images to create a new face for Mexico, because the image, the face that we have of Mexico around the world pretty much comes from the Mexican Revolution. All those images of the men with the big hats are frequently associated with the pictures that we see of the revolutionaries, people with these big hats, with pistols, and on all this. So I think that one of the ways to get into the film that we're about to see is to see it as an attempt to play with all that has been made into the official face of Mexico. And that's why you will see a very eclectic collection of short films, some being a humoristic take on the Mexican Revolution, some that don't seem to have any relation at all with the Mexican Revolution, but you will see that humor is very important, particularly in the work of one of the directors, Patricia Regan, who's here with us. She's directed several things, but one of her films is Under the Same Moon, La Misma Luna, which happens to be one of the biggest box office successes of movies in Mexico. She's an excellent storyteller, and you will see what take she has on the present of the Mexican Revolution. When she's in conversation with Professor Stephen Hart, who's the director of the Discovering Latin America Film Festival and a very distinguished academic in Latin American studies, who has written about both literature and film, and who will be able to conduct this conversation in a very good way, and for your enjoyment, and also for your own conversation with Patricia Regan. So I hope that you enjoy the film, and see you later.